We're very pleased with it. It's been a very long road, and obviously it was quite difficult, but we are pleased, and certainly we're very happy that it's finally going out to public consultation. That was our request from the beginning, and that will iron out all issues and give everybody an equal opportunity to come back in with substantiated arguments in favour of, for or against.
When this goes to public consultation now, what are you hoping comes out of this?
We're certainly hoping that our amendments will remain, and that the 6 sub-basin districts designated for the freshwater pearl mussel, that they will be removed as favoured or open to consideration for wind farm development, and also that we will actually succeed finally in having a 10 times the tip height turbine separation distance from domestic dwellings, gatherings, places of gatherings such as schools, churches, etc.
So all the issues that your group has with the erection of wind farms in the county at the minute, they're being addressed now?
Well, essentially, I think we will address a great deal of it. There will obviously always be issues to do with visual amenity or where it might be impacting on tourism, but certainly this will address a lot of things for people on the ground, for residents of the county. The other issues are always going to be fraught, but they can be dealt with in specific cases as and when they arise.